Now, turn to task 3, questions 12 to 16. You will listen to a podcast. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Now, you have 45 seconds to look at the questions for task 3. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Our guest today is Dr. Farah Gray, one of the most influential black men in America, an entrepreneurial icon. Farah, I've read your book Get Real, Get Rich with a great interest. So, what is your path to become rich?
Oh, it was certainly no bed of roses. At the age of 6, I began earning my own money. I had a single mom, granny, and 4 elder siblings, and I felt that I needed to help my family. First, I collected rocks from around my neighborhoods in Chicago, painted them, and sold door-to-door as bookends, doorstops, and paperweights. And that was just the beginning.
And what did you do with your first money? Did you spend it on you or invest in your business?
None of these. As soon as I earned enough, I took my mother and grandmother to dinner. Restaurants had a strict dress code and I had no proper clothes, so that was a good push to my creative mind.
Who helped you gain your first knowledge of the business world?
You know, my mom worked in consulting business, which involves a great deal of traveling. So my elder brother, Andre, had to have a look at me while mom was away. From time to time, he took me to international business meetings. That is where I got my education in business, absorbing everything. And my brother was rather patient, answering all of my questions. That provided a solid foundation for my learning.
You became a self-made millionaire by the age of 14. How did it happen?
I was eager to put my gained business knowledge to work. Together with my friends, we created an investment club. We looked for the advice of prominent business people, from entrepreneurs to lawyers and accountants, and then invested in various local business projects. We felt the urge to make a positive impact on the world and to create our own business as well, which was a success up to a point. But what really brought me fame was the interview I gave by chance, sitting in the lobby of the hotel and waiting for my brother.
And what's your main advice to young people?
Believe in yourself. Just know that there is no obstacle to reach your full potential. You know, when I was 7, I was carrying my own business cards, 21st century CEO, and I had no doubt in it.
Now, listen again.
Our guest today is Dr. Farah Gray, one of the most influential black men in America, an entrepreneurial icon. Farah, I've read your book Get Real, Get Rich with a great interest. So, what is your path to become rich?
Oh, it was certainly no bed of roses. At the age of 6, I began earning my own money. I had a single mom, granny, and 4 elder siblings, and I felt that I needed to help my family. First, I collected rocks from around my neighborhoods in Chicago, painted them, and sold door-to-door as bookends, doorstops, and paperweights. And that was just the beginning.
And what did you do with your first money? Did you spend it on you or invest in your business?
None of these. As soon as I earned enough, I took my mother and grandmother to dinner. Restaurants had a strict dress code and I had no proper clothes, so that was a good push to my creative mind.
Who helped you gain your first knowledge of the business world?
You know, my mom worked in consulting business, which involves a great deal of traveling. So my elder brother, Andre, had to have a look at me while mom was away. From time to time, he took me to international business meetings. That is where I got my education in business, absorbing everything. And my brother was rather patient, answering all of my questions. That provided a solid foundation for my learning.
You became a self-made millionaire by the age of 14. How did it happen?
I was eager to put my gained business knowledge to work. Together with my friends, we created an investment club. We looked for the advice of prominent business people, from entrepreneurs to lawyers and accountants, and then invested in various local business projects. We felt the urge to make a positive impact on the world, and to create our own business as well, which was a success up to a point. But what really brought me fame was the interview I gave by chance, sitting in the lobby of the hotel and waiting for my brother.
And what's your main advice to young people?
Believe in yourself. Just know that there is no obstacle to reach your full potential. You know, when I was 7, I was carrying my own business cards, 21st century CEO, and I had no doubt in it.
That is the end of part 3.